Hey, this is Will Cooper. I'm at the 2024 Premium Cigar Association trade show in Las Vegas, and I'm with my good friend, Rafael Nodal. How are you doing, Rafael?
Thank you, Will. I'm doing very good. Another year in Las Vegas, a smoking cigar, eating very well, drinking very well, and getting paid for it. So it's an amazing time.
I mean, when you get paid for it, how much better could it be than that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and it's been a great show. I know you have a lot of new great products that have come out. You know, the new Monte Cristo Edition Doble di Monte.
Absolutely. This year is very special. The Monte Cristo 1935 anniversary line we debuted a couple of years ago, and actually we did a live on your show.
Yes, we did.
And then we did a Diamante, and now the double Diamante with double diamond, and you know, two diamonds, according to my wife, is better than one.
Right.
So we are very happy. Our most premium Monte Cristo is in a special edition, beautiful cigar, and we are just launching that.
Yeah, another great cigar that I saw that you're launching is one of the great cigars that, you know, you have worked on with your good friend AJ Fernandez.
That's great.
It's a follow-up to the H. Upman 175th anniversary, 180th anniversary.
180. You know, one of the good things about working with brands on Alta is like Monte Cristo, Romeo and Juliet, and H. Upman, is that you always have an anniversary going on, right? An amazing anniversary. So we're celebrating the 180th anniversary from H. Upman. Obviously, it started in Cuba in 1844. And 5 years ago, when I joined Alta, we released the 175th anniversary. And right after we finished that, we started working on the next one, which is 180. We are so happy to release it because it's a blend that we worked so much on that for so many years, and it's like giving birth. Finally,
right.
Okay. So finally, it's here. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, something else that you have brought back. Very excited about Te Amo. Our team smoked some Te Amos on Thursday over at Cigar Box, and we were really enjoying them. So a completely different expression of the Te Amo.
Correct. Te Amo is a special brand because it was very famous in the United States, especially in the Northeast area. And we decided to relaunch that. It's the original San Andres cigar. So we just did a complete new repackage, new colors, new idea. We just took a dive into something different, and I wanted to bring something different. And the same thing with the blend. With the blend, it's an old Mexican tobacco, but instead of doing the San Andres, which you expected for that, we did a San Andres, a Criollo 98 Cuban seed grown in San Andres.
Wow.
And that tobacco is also inside. Also with some other San Andres tobacco. So it's 100% Mexican, different flavors of anything that you tap, because we all love Dominican cigars, Nicaraguan, Honduras, and Cuban. But this is a complete different flavor profile.
Wow, that's awesome. And then one last thing I just want to touch base with you. I saw one of Bear's favorite cigars is the St. Louis Rey Cadenas.
San Luis Rey Cadenas. And the San Luis Rey Cadenas, which is right here, Ultramar. So it's based on the Cadenas story. And this is a brand that we are continue developing. And the Ultramar is a great edition. It's a darker, it's a scooter wrapper. We're not going to release it now. We're going to wait a couple of months as the cigars get a little bit more rest. And we will be releasing that. We presented it here, but we'll be releasing that in a couple of months.
I'm excited about that one. I think beautiful.
Very excited. Look at that. Actually, Bear wanted to be one of the testers for that.
And I remember, you know, my sons and I enjoyed those cigars actually when we were on vacation too. And
So very excited with all the new releases.
Yep. But you know, you had a great start to the year, and last year was a tremendous, tremendous year. And we have a couple of special presentations for you right now.
Thank you.
Right. So I'm going to present the first one. I know we wanted to do this with Javier, but I know you guys were a little.
One of the good things about the show is 3 days, but it goes fast, very fast, because there's so many things that we're doing.
Large company of the year.
Oh my God, that's incredible. And something very happy because, you know, we are a large company and it has a lot of complexity to our operations. Operations in Honduras, in Dominican Republic, obviously our distribution here. We source tobacco from many, many countries. We also work with our good partners, Plasencia and AJ Fernandez in Nicaragua. So, but we really want to pay attention to the details, to the blend. And I always say, you know, the name of my company is Boutique Blends. And Boutique Blend, I bring that approach. We brought that approach to here. We pay attention to the details. And it's when we're making one cigar, it's the same as we're making 100 million cigars. One cigar at a time, and that's our time. So thank you very much. Yeah. This means a lot to us.
No, no. And, you know, we noted that. Our team, when we went, our whole team voted for this. And when we noted this, one of the comments was how you are doing, you're working with three different countries, some of your own factories, some partner factories, and you're doing it very much with ease and very agile, and it seems seamless. It's hard work, I know. And your company really deserves it. I got to see the operations at Tobacco Arda Garcia, and I can see why you guys earn this.
Yeah, no, but listen, it's, I'm here on the face talking to you, but it's truly a team effort. There are hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of people that dedicate their complete life to this project. And I work with some incredible people that start from the growers to the people that process, yeah. People that make the boxes that need all of that. So this is a team effort, and we receive right. This in the name of all those thousands of families that are really working hard just to make great moments to the right. People that enjoy the cigars.
Very good. Now, another thing, now, you personally have become this great ambassador. I've known you for 15 years.
We have.
I know you've had some very hard times, and you now have some very good times, and your story is incredible. And you've become this great ambassador, this great representative of the cigar industry. You just, everything that's good about the cigar industry, you embody. Whether it's your cigar posts, your food posts, your travel posts, but it's all part of that same package. And you're promoting this industry in a positive way. You're never, ever trying to put someone down in the cigar industry. I've never seen you try once, even if you disagree, I've never seen you try to do that.
Listen, our cigar family is an amazing family. This is one of the reasons that I am here. Even when I have very hard time, and my wife many times, is it time to just get, quit? And you know what happened? When you talk to the consumers and to other manufacturers, everybody's trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Make the best possible cigar.
Right.
Sometimes we get it, sometimes we don't get it. But one thing is, you know, we've spent a lot of hours. I do a lot of travel. And,
yeah.
And then when I'm not traveling, my wife says, let's go on vacation and let's go to Vancouver. But, the thing is, I really enjoy so much what we do.
Yeah.
And it's really not work. You know, this show, for example, you know, it's a long hours.
Right.
And a lot of things. And so many great cigars. Everybody's trying to make cigars. So we take it one step at a time, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
No, it is. So we vote for a person of the year every year in the cigar industry who has the most impact. And this year, you were our recipient of that. So I want to present you.
Wow.
Let me see if I get this out.
Wow. This is amazing.
Rafael Nadal, person of the year. Well earned.
Wow. This is, listen, I'm sure that there are other people that do it better and harder than me. Not sure that I deserve it, but it's received with a lot of love and enthusiasm because we truly, truly love this industry.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. Like I said, every day, 365 days a year. So you're always putting the industry.
Oh, this one is right here. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Thank you for everybody, for all of you, for supporting our brands and our project, for supporting the cigar industry. Thank you personally for the amazing job that you do.
Thank you as well for all the support as well.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Cheers.